Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Thanks for joining us again. Today, we're going to be looking at referral strategies number 5 and 6 to keep your pipeline filled of the best quality leads that you can get in sales. Number 5 is to bring like-minded people together. Create a top-of-the-class networking club. Make a list of those people in your city or your market who you know to be well-connected and great networkers. Then invite them to all come together with one catch. They have to bring someone that they think the rest of the group should meet. It's likely this person will be a great networker too. Now, you can do this on a small scale if you like to golf as well. For example, my accountant and I will golf in a number of tournaments this summer. The goal is he brings someone that I need to meet, and I bring someone he needs to meet. And at the end of that tournament, we've developed a strong relationship with that new potential customer or partner. When great networkers get together in the same room, the energy is unmistakable, and they share leads like there's no tomorrow. Plus, because everyone in the room will be of the same caliber, or everyone on the golf course, there'll be an even higher propensity to share. Because everyone feels like they're both giving and receiving, the relationship is balanced. Number 6, have fun with holidays and celebrations. You know, most people in business will send holiday cards around the Christmas time, and I'm not a big fan of that. Not because I don't think it's politically correct, but because everyone is doing it. If you really want to stand out and be remembered by your customers, why not try something a little different? So, in addition to sending holiday cards out in December, mix in a few of the following ideas to your annual calendar. Valentine's Day, candy baskets or cards, with a simple message, we love doing business with you. Birthday cakes on your clients' birthdays, champagne on their company anniversary, thank you cards or gifts on the anniversary of them doing business with you, gifts for their children's birthdays, if you know your customers that well. Plants on the first day of Easter or spring, candy at Halloween. You get the idea. When I was researching top-performing sales strategies for our book, Honesty Sells, I came across a salesperson in the fertilizer business who was number one in his company for year after year after year. And I asked him why, and he answered me this. Colleen, those guys in our business who are about top 20%, they know the farmer's or the grower's birthday. Those guys who are maybe in the top 10, top 5%, they know the grower's wife's birthday. I know the grower's dog's birthday. And he was absolutely right. He knew a high level of detail about his customer, and he celebrated with them. In doing so, that customer really felt that that salesperson had their best interests in mind. If you want to hear more about his selling techniques and some of the best referral strategies, you should pick up a copy of Honesty Sells. Chapter 9 is all about referrals. So I know that we've covered 6 topics to keep your referral pipeline filled to overflowing. And yes, some of these ideas require you to know detailed information about your customer, but that's what sales is all about, isn't it? Now that you've enjoyed and benefited from these 6 referral ideas, I hope you too will pass these podcasts, refer these podcasts to some of your colleagues who I know can benefit from them as well.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.